I've just set loose a berserker in my backyard with the kids in the house.
Glowing red whips of magic lashed out as Thane thrashed in the air, ripping and tearing at the invisible hole.
Never mind. It's not fine. Call demigod Kieran.
I got him, Jack.
A glowing red whip glided delicately through the air before savagely cracking Donovan across the face. Thane lowered dramatically. His skin shone, almost metallic, as the whips merged into one thick line, like a live wire electrifying the air. It rose, almost lazily, then snapped out at lightning speed. The end sliced across Donovan's right arm, opening a large gash. Thane's body jolted downward. One foot touched the ground. His magic whipped again, but Donovan dove away, barely escaping. Thane's second foot touched the ground. Bria dashed in with her knife, raking it across Thane's wide chest. It didn't leave a mark.
Shit. I forgot about that.
What?
Steel can't damage a berserker once they've shifted.
Bria threw herself away from one of Thane's huge fists. Donovan grabbed the air with both hands. Thane shook and threw off the hold. Jack dodged in and grabbed Thane around the middle. Thane barely budged. He clapped his enormous hands on Jack's back and flung Jack ass over end like a doll into my fence. Holy! The back door swung open.
What the hell is... Is that Thane?
Did the beard give it away?
Get out of here, Daisy!
A huge timber wolf, larger than its natural counterparts, loped from behind Daisy into the scene.
No, Mordecai! Kids, get back in the house!
Close the door! Run!
Thane braced. He was going to charge my kid.